Okay, if I can stand. I pledge allegiance to the Bible, God's holy word, a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. His word will hide in my heart that I might not sin against God. I pledge allegiance to the Christian flag and to the Savior's peace and saints. One Savior, crucified, risen and come again, the life and liberty to all of the world. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Caleb Morgan, Dean, Teresa Smith Dale, Denise and Carol Love, Donnie Chapman, Andrew Morgan, Kenny Brand, Jordanish Bronze, Glass Keegan, Children's Home India, Betty Winstead, Christy Morgan, Debbie, Maddie, Dorothy, Taggett Family, Rusty Hale, Kimberly, Jeff Hall, Alan Duggar, Dallas Keegan, Saul, Caroline, Brenda Nations, Sue Carswell, Alex Mace, Billy and Karen Fry, Jacob Banner, Willie Reinhardt, Glenn Reed, Darius Moser, Juana, Bailey Smith, Shelby Family, Leslie Farnell, Patsy Penley, Doreen Schrantz, Craig Stillwell, Mike, Lane, Missy Morgan, Abby, Drake Clark, Amy Claude, Lisa Budd, Edward Kirkland, Jesse Smith, Kim Sigmund, Miss Brown, Richard Danny Black, Cindy and Rachel Hill, Pete, Miss Russell, Kenna Jones, Miss Evans, Barbara, Shelly Carpenter, Bill McKinley, Randy Longman, Sherry's dad, sister, and son, Barry Brown, Scotty, Karen McDaniel, Jeff, Dorothy Buck, Jeremy Johnson family, Frankie Llewellyn family, Amber Smith, Kayla, Anna, Addie, Megan Watson, Janice Hendricks, Kelly Pruitt, Emily, Brian Clark, Bill Gisby, Devin Pothe, Judith, Morgan Little, Rosa Buck, Ray Wackery, Lucy Chapman, Ernie Buck, Jamie's husband, Nick's family, Keith Phillips, James Schrantz, Stormy Mace, Carla Mace, Hannah Hensley, and Jimmy and Jill Young. Is anything to be added to what noise? Okay, does anybody have anything on their hearts tonight?
I just want to thank the Lord for saving me.
Amen.
Amen. Thank the Lord for saving me and all these blessings. And I forgot to say something this morning. And I thank the Lord for all of him helping me. And I had to go to the doctor Thursday, and he said that unless something changed or happened, that I was doing that good enough that I wouldn't have to see him for a year. So.
That's just the COP doctor.
Yeah. So, I just thank the Lord for that, I guess.
Amen.
I just want to thank the Lord for saying it too. Thanking Him for so many blessings. And I just talked about a few minutes ago, I need to thank the Lord every day because I tell you all, we used to work in 60 hours, 55, 70 hours. And I never can make it with the bills. Like I was having a struggle. Mm-hmm. And right now, the Lord take care of her. I just have just one check every month where He take care of everything.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have any little money left, and therefore any little thing that I needed. And I just thank Him for that because I don't worry about bills anymore. I know that the most there, but I have a bond.
Amen.
Praise God.
Thank the Lord for saving me, for being alive.
Amen.
Anyone else? No? If not, so I'm gonna pray.
Okay, preacher, and do you so?
Yeah, Father, Lord, we just thank you that you're God, besides that there is no other Lord. You created the heavens and the earth, and man, Lord, and created us, Lord God, to worship you, Lord, that Lord God, to love you, Lord, you want somebody to love you, Lord, but we failed. Became cursed, Lord God, that you made a way and fixed it, Lord, that we could have your image again, Lord, be born of your spirit, of your word, Lord, washed in your precious blood, your holy son, Lord, we thank you for the cross, Lord, for hanging on that tree and bearing our sins in your body, becoming sin, that we could be made the righteousness of God in you, Lord, we thank you that you rose from the dead, seated at the right hand, Lord, we thank you that your eyes are upon us, Lord, and you're in control, Lord God, that you're ruling and reigning in heaven and earth, Lord God, that you set up kingdoms and tear them down, Lord, and set up kings and change them out, Lord, that you're in control. We thank you, Lord, we praise you, thank you that you take care of us, Lord, the little things and the big things, Lord, you just want us to trust in you, Lord, that you do test us, Lord, and try us to see where our hearts really are, Lord, if they're towards you, and to make us stronger, Lord God, to draw nearer to you, to depend upon you, Lord. Thank you for that, Lord. We want to depend on you, Lord. We want to be dependent, Lord, not independent. We want to trust in you, and look to you, and cry out to you for everything, Lord. We just pray for, Lord, the church, for calling out the people, Lord God, to love you, to worship you, Lord, to be saved, and to be made holy, Lord God, to be cleansed, and our sins forgiven and gone, Lord God, that we're your children, Lord, and we love you, and thank you, Lord, that you made a way, and thank you for your spirit, Lord, to lead us and guide us and reveal to us your son. Lord, we pray that you move in our hearts and reveal the Savior to us, that you lead us in the paths of righteousness, Lord, for your name's sake, Lord, it's for you, because of what you've done, Lord, not because of us. Lord, we just pray that you bless the service tonight, Lord. Help the preacher touch him and use him. Give him what you have for us, Lord. Give us hearts to receive it, Lord. Bless the singing. Help us to get our hearts and minds on you, Lord, just to praise you and thank you and worship you tonight, Lord. And pray for those on the prayer with us, Lord, that you just, Lord, do what needs to be done. Lord, you know every name and every need, Lord, and you're able to meet it. Lord, help us just to have patience and wait on you, Lord. Allow you to work in your good time. Lord, we love you. Thank you. And ask it all in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Who said he said?
Cuando ella se pase lista, yo estaré en aquel
Well, we're going to be back in 1 Corinthians 15 tonight.
8:17, start from there.
17. 8:17.
Thanks, Greg.
1 Corinthians 15:17.
Okay.
Started out this morning in chapter 15 in Sunday school, and I brought the point to us here, that Paul had talked about all these witnesses that witnessed, of Christ. And in modern day, we are those witnesses. We're the only witnesses in this world of God, of Christ, rather than, I'm talking about as far as people. God's his own witness. And the Holy Spirit's a witness. But I'm looking at as far as us. The church is the witness of Christ. I use this example, like our grandkids are going to remember us and how we stood with the Lord. And they're going to be telling their children, Grandma was this and Grandpa was that. And they really believed in the Lord, and they lifted the Lord's name up. And, in that, our testimony, just like these people here, will continue.
Yes.
Through, our witness. It's just like we witnessed our grandparents and parents and loved ones that are already gone, how we tell, Grandma was faithful to the house of God, and Grandpa was a deacon, he worked with the church, all these witnesses live on through us.
Yes.
These witnesses here are living on through the Word of God.
Right.
Amen. And then we got into the worship service, and we found that, Paul said, I am what I am by the grace of God.
Yes. Right.
And I'm going to tell you something this morning, church, tonight. We are what we are by the grace of God. Us as saved, born-again Christians, we are what God wants us to be. He is making and forming. He may be working on us and changing us and forming us over our growth as Christians.
Amen.
But we are what we are by the grace of God.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
All right. Then it got on into the part about the resurrection. He says, whether it be me preaching or somebody else, preaching the resurrection of Christ. And how he told it, there were even back then people who did not believe in the resurrection.
Yeah.
That, they didn't believe that Jesus was resurrected. Was resurrected. He wasn't brought up from the dead. But folks,
I'm gonna tell you something. If he wasn't risen, we ain't got no hope. And it gets down here to the verse 17 and says, even if Christ be not raised, your faith is vain. Ye are yet in your sins. Then they also which are fallen asleep in Christ are perished. Folks, if Christ did not get up, their hope of ever hearing that trumpet blow and the sound of the voice of the Lord, you know, commanding them to get up, it ain't gonna happen. I'm glad tonight, church, that I know whether he comes back when I'm still alive or, you know, I'm done gone on. I know that I'm going to hear his voice.
Amen.
I know that I'm going to get that new Bible. That I'm going to be changing that moment, that twinkling of an eye. This that's mortal is going to put on immortality. That
Amen.
Which is corrupt is going to put on incorruption.
Amen.
I know that.
Yes.
Because of faith, I believe. And I know, church, I know what my destination is.
Amen.
You know, wouldn't it be hard to just go and say, well, we're going to go on vacation for a week and we're going to go here. Let's just say we're going to go to the Outer Banks. Christians don't go to the beach, they go to the Outer Banks. And, you know, we don't make no plans. There ain't no money set back to buy gas, motel rooms, food. You don't have a map or GPS to tell you where to go. You just get in a vehicle and you just head east. Well, you might be heading west. The coast is going to be a little bit further away.
Yeah.
All right?
Yeah.
But my point is here. I know what my destination is. I have made arrangements that when I get there, they're gonna be expecting me.
Amen.
You know, you go get in the car and you go down the banks and they're like, well, we ain't got room for you. We weren't expecting you. You ain't got no motel room. Well, I've made arrangements.
Amen.
God is providing me everything I need for the journey.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Right here. Today, He is providing for me for this journey.
Amen.
Because I'm in this journey. He gives me every day what I need for the journey.
Amen.
Amen. Ain't that wonderful?
Amen.
To know this. Glory to God, to know that you're going somewhere, and when you get there, there is somebody there waiting for you.
Amen.
The Lord.
Yes, amen.
Loved ones that went on before.
Amen.
Most of all, God.
Amen.
Amen. Yes. All right. So, I'm going to read verse 19 to you. In this life only we have hope in Christ. We are of all men most miserable. Now, if we do have that life, folks, that's just what I'm about here saying. I'm depending on God to take me through this thing.
Yes.
Oh, is this life, you know, is everything just hunky dory peachy keen? No, it's not.
No.
There's problems.
Oh, yeah.
You know. You get up in the morning, you got to go to work, and you look down, check engine lights on. You got a problem.
Yeah.
It ain't one that God don't know about and already has a solution for.
Amen.
Amen. He is making our way through this thing. All right. But now is Christ risen from the dead and become the first fruit of them that sleep. Now, he's already rose from the dead.
Amen.
Jesus died. He was laid in a tomb. He was wrapped up in the grave clothes, the napkin placed over his head. He was dead. That body had no life in it. But then God came into the room and he spoke. My son, get up.
Hey.
And he runs. Just like one of these days, church, when Jesus comes back, like I said, brother, we're alive or dead, we're going to hear his voice commanding us to come to him.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
For since by man came death, by man, let me read it. For since by man came death, by man came also the resurrection of the dead. Now he's going to explain this. For as in Adam all died. Now we're all sentenced to death because of the sin that took place in this Garden of Eden that him and Eve committed there.
Yeah.
Willingly.
Yeah.
And she's like, well, the devil beguiled him. Yeah, he did deceive her. But he went there twisting her arm and forcing a piece of fruit in her mouth either. He persuaded her.
Yeah.
And she listened to that persuasion. And Adam listened to the persuasion of his wife.
Yeah.
All right. Even so, in Christ shall all be made alive. Now, we all died because of the sin that was placed in the Garden of Eden. We're sentenced to that death. Death, you know, he's told Adam, dust thou came, dust thou shalt return.
Yeah.
But Christ, when he got up out of that tomb, glory to God, he brought life back into the
world. Yep.
Even as I speak to you right here, right now, I have eternal life.
Amen.
I'm pretty sure one of these days the gun table is going to take you down there and put you in an oven and you know, cremate you. Just to buy it. That lives on the inside has eternal life.
Amen.
Even right at this moment, that soul and spirit that lives on the inside of me has no fear of death because it will not die.
Amen.
And, you know, we talk about sleep. Folks, I don't think I'm going to be sleeping in a graveyard. The body, yeah. But that soul and that spirit, I believe it's going to be in the presence of the Lord.
Amen.
The Bible also tells us that which was dust will return to dust, but that which comes from God shall return to God.
Amen.
Amen. All right. But every man in his own order, Christ the first fruits of rewards, they that are afterward, they that are Christ at his coming.
Yes.
No. The benefit of being a Christian is that eternal life. Knowing that you got a place. I mean, it's like I was talking this morning, church. My name is in a book somewhere. My name is in a book in heaven somewhere.
Amen.
And my name is written in that book.
Amen.
And of all the Robert Morgans, when he goes reading those names off, I'm going to know which one is mine.
Yep.
Amen.
Amen.
Yep. He just read my name. That's me. Amen. Glory to God. Then cometh the end, wherein he shall have delivered up the kingdom of God, even the Father, when he shall have put down must resign till he have put all enemies under his foot. He must reign until he put all enemies under his foot.
Amen.
The last enemy that shall be destroyed in his day. Folks, when we get to heaven, there will be no death in heaven of anything. Nothing there is going to die. It's eternal forever.
Amen.
Everyone that makes it into that place is never going to have to worry about taking that burial insurance policy out, because there's no need. There's no grave sites on the hillsides of glory.
Amen.
Amen. When we get there, we're not going to see no tombstone that says, well, Moses lived here for, you know, this many years and he died. Most of you realize every person, we are going to get to know every single person in heaven. We're going to meet Joshua. We're going to meet Caleb. We're going to meet Moses, Methuselah, Noah, Abraham. We're going to meet that grandma that we never met, my great-grandma. You know, my grandpa, Morgan, he died when Matthew was like 3 months old. Matthew never met him, but one of these days. Well, isn't that something to look forward to?
Amen.
I can remember Christy's mom. I mean, she went through a horrifying experience as far as it was hard. It was hard to sit in that room with her. But I remember the last words I said to that woman just right before she passed away. Baby, I will see you tomorrow. I will meet you again over there. Because I've had that insurance that I know that I am going to be able to hug her neck again.
Amen.
That lost world out there ain't got that comfort. Those ones that refuse to believe that Christ died and was risen again. Those ones that refuse to believe that he was able to be a man in God and to redeem him. They ain't got that insurance. But glory to God, tonight I do.
Amen.
I'm glad I do. I know I do.
Amen.
And I thank him that, you know, this last enemy, death, is going to be put away forever.
Amen.
Ever and ever. There's one thing to think about too. There's no death in the lake of fire. It's forever and ever and ever for me. I just wish that our loved ones out there in the world could understand that. Just as heaven is sweet and wonderful and a place to long go to, hell is a place to long to stay away from.
Yes.
It's not a place that we want to go.
No.
It's a place where we don't even want our worst enemy, if we have one, to go.
No.
Amen.
Amen.
Verse 27. For he hath put all things under his feet. But when he saith all things are under him, it is manifested that he is accepted, which did put all things under him. Now, Folks, I'm gonna tell you something. There's one thing when I got saved that I did. I put all my sins under His blood. Amen. I'm like, Lord, forgive me, I'm a sinner. Here, take these. And you remove them. They're as far away from the east as it is from the west.
Yeah.
And deeper than the deepest ocean. Those sins are gone. Amen.
Amen.
When all things shall be subdued unto Him, then shall the Son also Himself be subject unto Him that put all things under Him, that God may be all in all.
Amen.
You know, it's just more than our sins, you know. You know, God put all things under Him. I'm thinking like the authority under Christ. Okay? Also, what shall they do which are baptized for the dead? If the dead not rise at all, why are they then baptized for the dead? Now, we all know what baptism, you know, it's an outward showing when we're dumped under, we're baptized into the water of death and brought back up, new creature in Christ. Now, baptism don't save you. You're saved before you go. But folks, you know, when I was baptized, I did it to let the, you know, the world see that, hey, I'm a Christian.
Yeah.
And I believe that my sins are gone.
Yeah.
I believe I got out the sin.
Yeah.
This is me going to the grave and coming back up a new creature in Christ.
Yes.
The old man is dead.
Yes.
And I'm now a new creature in Christ. You know, you got folks that wants to believe that, you know, you can be saved today and lost tomorrow.
Yeah.
Folks, I've got disabled to not only save me, but keep me.
Amen.
Amen. And why stand you in jeopardy every hour? I protest by your rejoicing, which I have in Christ Jesus our Lord, I die daily. Now Paul's saying, you know, hey, I die every day. Folks, I love my Lord.
Amen.
And I don't want to do anything that's going to dishonor Him.
Amen.
You know, it's like we read in Romans last week. You know, I don't want to be ashamed. I want to stand up boldly and say, yes, I am a child of God.
Amen.
I love Him. I am His.
Amen.
And I believe with all my heart, church, I believe that the Lord died for me. On that old cross, He gave His life. If it wasn't for nobody but me, He would have done it.
Amen.
But glory to God, not only did He do it for me, but He did it for you. He did it for all the folks before us, and He did it for all the folks that are after us.
Amen.
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 Where when they done those, you know, sacrifices there, that one sacrifice that you brought was for you. It wasn't for anybody else.
Yeah.
It was for you. But Christ died for all.
Amen.
A sheep, you know, a little lamb, or a kid goat, or a turtle dove, it can't do that. It can only cover for 1 year.
Yep.
But I have been covered for eternity.
Amen.
And not only me, but all those that choose to be a child of God.
Amen.
We're all. Glory to God. We're all. He is in substitute to Him. Amen.
Amen.
If after the matter of me, I have fought with peace, Ephesus, what advantage is me? If the dead rise not, lest ye eat and drink, for tomorrow we die.
Yep.
Folks, I want to know that there's a place where I'm going to go that wants me.
Yeah.
They're looking for me. They're waiting on me.
Okay.
I have through faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ asked Him to make that way for me.
Amen.
And He has.
Amen.
I don't want to eat and drink and be married today and then spend eternity in hell.
Yep.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Be not deceived. Evil communications corrupt good manners. Away to the righteous and sin not, for some have not the knowledge of God. I speak this to your shame. Awake to the righteous and sin not, for some have not the knowledge of God. And we see that in our world today, don't we?
Yes.
We see how we don't, we're living in a world that not only don't believe in God, but will curse Him to His face.
Yeah.
And swear that He's not there.
Yeah.
And then turn around in the same breath and pray that there's not Him.
Yeah.
Folks, I believe.
Yes.
I believe. And we're going to pick up in verse 34 again Wednesday. I mean, this is some good preaching. I like what the Lord is showing us.
Amen.
Just simple facts that we got to know. The worst life, if you realize that the worst life, man, what you're saying, the worst life you're ever going to live is right here.
Yeah.
The worst life that you ever live is going to be right here. But, glory to God, when we get over yonder, what a day that will be.
Amen. Yes.
Amen. All right. Anybody got anything on your mind? If not, go and see Jamie prayer for us. Amen.